Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. Man or God? Now there's the stark choice. There's the blunt choice put before you. Man or God? Here's the proverb. Proverbs 29 verse 25. Fear of man, there you are. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. You see the choice? You see the alternatives? The fear of man, the respect of man, the reverence of man, or the trusting in the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the trusting in the Lord, the relying upon the Lord, the obedience to the Lord, God, or man? Man or God? Which is it, my friend? Do you live thinking about man? What man likes? Man's ideas? Serving man, serving self? This life? Or do you think about God? Is God the primary concern? Is it that God is uppermost in your thoughts? Do you want to serve the Lord? Do you get up in the morning wanting to please God, honor God, glorify God, magnify God in whatever you do? In the cares of this life, yes, but in spiritual matters, in everything, living for the glory of God. Of course, I'm not saying it's either or in the sense we're in this world. Even the staunchest believer has to think about this life. But the motive, the purpose, the reasoning, the idea, what makes me tick, what makes you tick? Is it the fear of man? What will man think? What will my fellows think? What do I think? Is it my reason? That kind of thing. Or is it God? The question is, what is your authority? We all have some authority in our life by which we live. Can I ask, who is your God? I'll use a small g. Is it an idol? Or is it the great God himself, Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? What's your purpose in life? This life? What you can get out of it, what you can make, what money you can make, or whatever it is. What's your aim? What's your ambition? Is it manward or is it Godward? Is it, in a sense, horizontal? There must be the horizontal in our life. We must think about others. Of course we do. But is the vertical, the upward, looking up to God, is that in your life at all? Or is it put in a compartment somewhere? I go to church on Sunday or something. And nothing. And there's no thought of God. Or is God the primary matter, the concern for the glory of God, the primary matter in your life? Is it anthropology, the study of man? Or is it theology, the study of God? God or man? Which is it for you, my friend? Oh, I judge by the TV. I judge by the internet. The internet tells me. Or is it God's word, the scriptures, interpreted by the Spirit, leading me to the Lord Jesus Christ? I believe the philosophers. I don't believe Paul. He was prejudiced and all the rest. Well, is it Paul or philosophers? Is it Paul, James, John, the other apostles, the writings of Scripture, or is it the writings of man? Is it the newspaper pundits, or the Scripture? Is it Christ? And if it's not Christ, my friend, who is it? Or what is it? Well, hear this word, and take the warning before it's too late. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord, is not believing about the Lord. It's not ticking the boxes. It's not repeating the catechism. It's trusting in the Lord. And in the gospel day, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. There. Kept safe. Safe. Salvation. Everlasting salvation. All the theologians, professional theologians, such as N.T. Wright, may deride this kind of emphasis. But this is the emphasis of the New Testament. It is the emphasis of the Bible. Whosoever shall trust in the Lord shall be kept safe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.